give God a big praise. He is worthy. Amen. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Change the atmosphere. Your praise gets His attention. There is nothing better on this planet than to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords up until your enemy is under your feet. Up until your enemy is under your feet. Amen. Amen. You guys are wild. Are you excited? First time that I'm in high heels, so... The people at my previous work always said I walk like a man. So now I'm forced to walk like a woman. I am a woman, just for those who didn't know. Luckily, I've hanged up my safety shoes. All right. Are you well? Okay, not going to be long. I'm just going to, first of all, want to just honor my spiritual father, Pastor Leon de Pria. Because, you know, I always say that from a young age, I've prayed and I've fasted and prayed for hours and prayed for hours. And I didn't understand what was wrong with me. Because I saw all these people and they will preach and I will do exactly what they do. I will pray, I will fast. I would say the same things. I would do this if they do this. But something was missing. And that was a spiritual father. Because that was the ladder that could get me to the next level. I couldn't have done this by myself. But the father in my life was the ladder that I needed to go to the next level. So I just want to honor him. And Pastor Esty that is here this morning with me. And you know that she can actually call me Tani. But I just want to say that this woman has been such a strong influence in my life. Such a strong influence and such a strong rock that I just want to honor you and I just want to thank you. If I think of you, I want to cry because of what you have meant in my life. And I just honor you. Honor you today. And, you know, I think we've been walking a path for about 5 years and to see what God has done. I just honor him for what he has done in your life. And to be here with you today is what an honor. What an honor. I was just praying last night and I was just crying and I thought to myself, I'm going to have these red eyes. But luckily, the lights are very dim, so you can't see my eyes. All right, I would have wanted to be there on the ground. I don't know if I can walk better there, but if you can see me, I might just go here. Are you guys still all right? Okay, I am a bit higher because of the heels. So, all right. So, quickly, I'm going to quickly just give you guys one or two principles that has changed my life. Principles that has changed my life in such a way that I could discover who I am. And that's what I want you to do in this morning is to discover who you are. Just tell your neighbor, I'm going to discover who I am. When you know who you are, the devil will not be able to take you out. And that's the one thing that he doesn't want you to discover is who you really are. And when I was 14 years old, I met Jesus Christ in a school room. When we were praying and I walked into a prayer room and I said to myself, I will never go back. And the next day I went back and I met Jesus Christ. And the moment that I met Jesus Christ, I knew who I was. I knew what he has called me to do. I knew that I was born for this generation, for this hour. But I want to ask you this question. That what was kindled inside of my spirit, the moment that I met the Holy Spirit, the moment that the Holy Spirit ignited my spirit, Something ignited inside of me that was predestined before the foundations of the earth. Because before the foundations of the earth, he knew me and he walked with me. And that moment that the Holy Spirit kindled that what he has called me to do when I was 14 years old, I knew that there was something different inside of me. But that difference has caused me to be rejected. That difference that I knew from a young age has caused me to be alone, has caused loneliness in my life because people didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why I was different, why I thought differently. I didn't understand why I had these thoughts. All I wanted to do was serve God. All I wanted to do was pray, was worship. And there was always this yearning for God. This calling that was inside of me was calling louder than anything else. But there was something different inside of me. And that difference I couldn't accept. And I would cry before God and I would say, why am I different? Why have you placed certain things inside of me that I do not understand, that I am not comfortable with, that I don't know even if this is you? And I had to cry before God. And the moment that he showed me that the difference inside of me is my assignment on this planet, the difference that he has placed inside of me, in my spirit, is my assignment on this planet. I was born to be different. I was born to do what I'm doing now. Tell your neighbor, I am born for an hour like this. I want to tell you that there is a difference inside of you that the devil doesn't want you to discover. Because the moment that you're going to discover your difference, you will discover your assignment. Because your assignment on this planet, it's what it's all about. There's nothing more important than why you are on this planet. Do you know why you are here? Do you know why you are here? I want to help you today to discover why you are here. And I want to tell you that the difference that is inside of you is not from Satan. But it is part of the character of Christ that he has imparted into you before the foundations of the earth. And that difference is what he's going to anoint. The difference inside of you will bring forth the anointing. And that anointing, the moment that Christ is formed inside of you, it will have the potential to bring that what is inside through transformation outside. But what has happened is that every other person told you, why do you do things like this? Why do you like that? Your hair looks funny. Why do you talk like that? Why do you walk like that? Why do you wear your makeup like that? Why do you think like this? I want to tell you that you think differently because you have a different assignment. Nobody on this planet can do what you do. There is not one person on this planet that can do what you do. You have been called. There is no two persons on this planet that is the same. If we had two people on this planet that are the same, they will just be a copy. Why would we need two people to do the same function? But if there is a lack in your life of discovering who you are, this planet will be robbed from something precious because nobody else in this generation or the next to come will be able to do what you do because you were wired for a purpose. Let nobody tell you that your difference is wrong. And I had to discover that. I had to cry before God and say, God, why do I feel so different from other people? And I had to discover that I am wired for a purpose, for that purpose that is inside of me, and the gifts that he has placed inside of me, and the godliness that he has placed inside of me is what he anoints. He anoints himself inside of us. Are you with me? So that's what I want to talk to you about. Tell your neighbor, my assignment is the most important thing on this planet. I tell you now that there are people that made a success out of life because they knew exactly who they are. That when any voice comes up, any voice contradicting who they really are. They knew how to counterfeit it because they had identity. The moment that you know what your assignment is, there will be identity. And the moment that you have identity, I tell you now that when a person walks into this place that has identity, the devil cannot stop him. But the devil will come against you and counterfeit every word of God inside of you so that he can stop you. Because when he's going to stop you, a lot of people will not come to Christ. A lot of women might not be healed, might not know, might not see the Savior. But I tell you now that you have to love the difference inside of you, because it's a God character, God likeness that is inside of you. Let nobody tell you that your difference is not liked. Because I dare to be different. I dare to take that what is inside of me and express that, because I know that He will anoint that inside of me. So Isaiah says this. Isaiah 61 says this, and I'm just going to read it. You can put it up. Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to what? To preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. What does that verse say? That Jesus Christ had an assignment, and that assignment was anointed. There was a purpose, and that purpose was anointed, because that was what he was sent to be. That was what he was sent out on this planet to be. If God has sent you for the smallest task, I tell you now that he will anoint that, and the gift will flow through you. You don't have to stand on the pulpit to preach, because you have God likeness inside of you. You have his character already on the DNA in your spirit. Because that DNA, that spirit has walked with God. It was predestined. It walked with God before the foundations of the earth. And whatever you need is already in your spirit. The DNA that looks like Jesus, that talks like Jesus, that acts like Jesus, is already in your spirit. But what the devil has done, he has told you that you are too different. He has told you that you are too different on this planet and that you will be rejected for the rest of your life. But I want to come and I want to tell you that the difference that is inside of you is the identity that you need. Is the God-likeness that you need to make it out there. And I never wanted to accept that. I never wanted to accept that that difference that was in me was from Christ. But the moment that I walked into ECC, I knew that the difference that was inside of me was from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that for the first time in my life, I can express my difference. People told me, people don't like me. And I asked God so many times, why don't people like me? I had a very lonely life. But I tell you now that I know. That I know that the difference inside of me is there for a purpose, and that's what he's going to anoint. Tell your neighbor, my assignment. Your assignment is unique. I want to ask you this question. What makes your conversation with God different from the other 7 billion people on this planet? What makes your conversation on this planet different so that when you start praying, he has your attention? There are 7 other billion people on this planet. What's going to make him look to you when you start praying? Your difference. Because nobody else on this planet can pray like you. Nobody else on this planet can talk like you. That what is different and the identity that is inside of you is going to attract him to you. Because nobody else can talk like you. Nobody else can have a conversation like you. It's only you. And suddenly when you start praying, nobody else on this planet can pray like you. And you get the attention from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he says, hey, here is somebody that I don't know. And he starts listening to your words. Your assignment is a point of distinction from another. I want to ask you, what is different from yourself? This is how we affirm children. If I say to Josh, Josh, you are good at. What is Josh good at? When he was 5 years old, he said to me, he's good at rolling on the ground. So if I go to him, I say, Josh, you are good in singing. I affirm him. And that's what lacks in our lives, is that our parents has never come to us and say, listen, but you are good in this. And then you know, but this is different to me. It distinguished me from the rest of the people on this planet. If you want to wear your hair white, everybody says to you, it looks stupid, it looks silly. Everybody always told me, you should wear a dress. You should let your safety shoes go. But I should. I want to tell you that your distinction from other people is not the way that you look. But it is the difference in your assignment on this planet. Because your assignment is different. You know what? My pen cannot do what my glasses do. My eye cannot do what my ear does. Your design reveals your function. If you want to understand what is your function on this planet, you must understand that the design inside of you reveals your function. It reveals your function. He said in Romans 8 that I have preordained you. I have predestined you. You have been predestined. How do you know your assignment? Ask your neighbor. How do you know your assignment? Do you know your assignment? Have you ever discovered it? And this is the one thing that we don't understand, is that our assignment is linked to people. Because Jesus Christ is all about people. You know, this one accountant one time said to me that when he studied, they showed him how to do accounting. And he's good in accounting. But they never showed him how to work with people. And he has to be in an office and he has to work with people. People is what is it all about. Your assignment is linked to people. So I want to ask you these questions quickly. Whose tears matters to you? Whose tears matters to you? Whose enemies are you willing to confront? Have you ever thought of this? Whose success matters to you? Whose success matters to you in life? Whose pain do you feel? It matters to me if Pastor Leon is happy. It matters to me if he is angry. It matters to me if something upsets him. That upsets me. Because my assignment is to serve in this vision. My assignment is to serve this vision. And my assignment was to serve the prophet of God in this house. So it matters to me. His tears matters to me. If he's going to be angry, it matters to me. If he's not going to feel happy when he walks into this place, I'm not going to feel happy. Is there anybody in your life that you have already determined that matters to you? Your assignment is what you never get tired to do. What in your life do you never get tired to do? You can almost have a drip on your arm, but you will still do it. What in your life? What is there in your life that you will do even though you crawl on the ground half dead, but you will still do it? You know, your joy, your peace, your sense of significance, everything like that is connected to your assignment. The moment that you find your assignment, you will see that prosperity will come. Because money is connected to your assignment. Because when God has called you, He will provide for you to see it through. But you know what we do is, we connect our significance on the words of others. And this week, they might tell us that they are okay. You're okay, you did a good job. And you find your significance in the words of others. And you are hostage by those words. Because next week they tell you, what a bad job, and they fire you. And you are hostage by those words. Know your assignment. You know, Billy Graham, there was a lot of people that were angry with Billy Graham when he didn't have a prayer line. He didn't have a prayer line where he prayed for people. But that was not his assignment. His assignment was preach the gospel. That was his assignment. Do you know that Pastor Leon is a very, very good guitarist? Who of you knew that he can play guitar? Pastor Esty. But you see him play guitar on the stage. It's not his assignment. I want to ask you, do you know your assignment? What are you busy with? Do you know your difference? I want to make you conscious of your difference today. Your difference is okay. I'm not talking about sin. Come on, am I talking to mature women? I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about difference. Check Tani Lynn's pink hair. She's different. It makes it different. I'm going to tell you again that he said in Ephesians 4 verse 7, he says this, and he says, but God gave gifts to man. You have a gift inside of you. You have the gift of what God will anoint that gift. He will anoint that what he has placed inside of you. But by trauma, by other people's voices, by what other people say, we have put so many walls around the gift that is inside of us. When your mother said you will never be able to do that, when your father said you will never be able to do that, to hell with the devil. Whatever is inside of you, let it come out. God doesn't respond to potential. But he recognized the passion inside of you. I want to ask you, what are you passionate about in this life? What are you willing to die for? Are you willing to die for certain things? Are you willing to give your life? Even if it means that you will get no money for it, but you will still do it. That is what passion is about. When God sees that you are passionate about him, he ignites that what is inside of you. What is your passion? Passion is the intense focus desire. So what is desire? That is what you want. But passion is what you are unwilling to live without. I am unwilling to live without Martin. I'm unwilling. He must just be in the house. He doesn't have to talk to me. He can just be there in the room. But if he's not in the house, I get depressed. What are you unwilling to live without? I am unwilling to live without the anointing. I am unwilling. You have to make up your mind. I am unwilling to live without Jesus Christ. I am unwilling to live without his approval upon my life. And his approval upon my life is his anointing. Are you unwilling to live without certain things? You know what? Questions develop, or let's say, bring those things out. So the father asked the question. And he said, Adam, where are you? That was his passion. And he asked, Adam, where are you? I want to kindle some questions in you today. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And then we're going to end for 15 minutes. Passion decides discovery. What are you passionate about? What you're passionate about is going to discover what your assignment is. I'm passionate about the Word of God. I'm passionate about it. I can read the Word of God. That's all I want to do. That is my passion. What is your passion? It might be business. It might be people. Whatever it is, I want to ask you, what is the passion inside of you that people told you that you cannot do it? Passion is a magnet for right people. Passion eliminates wrong people. It creates distinction from those who do not qualify for access. The passion inside of you gives you the qualification that you need for access. I'm so passionate about Jesus. If I don't have him now, and if I pray and he doesn't come into my room, I will pray up until he comes so that he will give me access to the things that was previously hidden. Passion makes you makes stupid people uncomfortable with you. passion distinguishes you from the crowd. You know what? When people walk into this place and they're passionate about something, when Lloyd starts talking about media and cameras, I get stupid. Then I'm like, oh. But he's so passionate about it that everything, when he starts talking about it, radiates out of him, because that is what he is good at. The moment that he does that, that gets anointed. I'm not good at that. I'm stupid when he talks about that. Passion decides your habits. If you want to change your life, change one thing that you do every day. That one thing. Think about it. What is there in your life? That one thing that you can change that you do daily. There are ministers assigned to activate passion. Do you know that Pastor Leon has been assigned to activate the hunger in people? The moment that he takes that mic, I get so hungry for a word from God. I get so hungry. But that is his assignment. His assignment is when he takes the mic, there will be a hunger upon people to know Jesus Christ. What is your assignment? I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and then I'm going to end. You can write these questions down and you can go and think about it. Because I had to think about these questions. Whose world have you tenaciously, persistently determined to improve? I'm going to ask you again. Whose world have you tenaciously, persistently determined to improve? Whose life matters so much that to you that I am determined to make it better? What do they like? What do they hate? What can I do for them? What do they love? You are not called for everybody. You have been called for somebody. Who is that somebody? Tenaciously. That you will get up at 12 o'clock at night, whatever they need to serve the vision, to serve and get your assignment out there. I want to tell you, Joseph, he tenaciously served Potiphar, however you pronounce it in Afrikaans, in English. He tenaciously served this man up until he got to the king, to the throne. Ruth said to Naomi, in Ruth 1:16, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For whatever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything by death part you and me. She was so tenacious about serving Naomi. And you know what? Jesus Christ came out of her lineage. That she had a passion and she knew what her assignment was. And she determined the people that she needed to serve. I want to ask you, have you done that? Have you determined certain people? And I'm not talking about an exchange. If you fix that door, I will give you a cake. Bake you a cake. You know, we do that. You tell your husband, no, I'll bake you some milk, Dad, and then you just fix the swimming pool quickly. That's an exchange. You know what? In the law of sowing and reaping, we sow and then there is a harvest. We don't do exchange. Only when we sow, there is a harvest. I want to ask you, in which life are you sowing into? Will you give your husband a dress as a present? I sometimes give Martin presents that I want. And then after he's opened it, then I listen to the music or whatever. It's very bad. I've never given him a dress though. No, because he matters to me so much that I will interrogate him. I will ask him a million questions to understand what he wants, what he needs, what he loves. You know, I've seen Pastor Esty, how she does that with Pastor Leon. Whatever he wants, she will make the food that he wants. If he doesn't like it, she'll get something else and she'll serve him. Martin just gets fish. I will have to, there's no importation yet. Pastor Esty, you'll have to pray for me. I'm going to tell you that every time that you see a problem, it's a door. Whose problem have you been sent to solve? Ask yourself this question. Whose problem have you been sent to solve? Because that will take you through a door of favor. Are you with me? Question number two. Almost finished. Whose disrespect will you decide to ignore? I want to ask you again. Whose disrespect will you decide to ignore? Whose voice in your life are you going to decide to ignore? You have not been called for many people. You have called for some people. And those are the people that will become a voice in your life that will tell you, go this direction, go that direction. The moment that they tell you that you're not good enough, the moment that they tell you that you cannot do it, are you willing to ignore that advice? How much energy are you going to spend in trying to correct others' opinion about you? Whose opinion matters to you? Whose tears matters to you? Whose voice and opinion are you going to ignore? The first reward of wisdom is the ability to distinguish value. Whose voice in your life is of value? Not everybody's voice is of value. Whose voice is of value? Jesus had 12 disciples. But then he also had 3 disciples. And then he also had 1 disciple that will put his head on his chest. A distinction. Whose value do you go after? Whose voice in your life has value? Number 3. Whose attention and approval matters the most to you? And what are you willing to do to keep it? It matters to me what my husband thinks. If I stand in the shop and I put on a dress and I say, I've never done that ever. If I put on a pants and I say to the lady that helps me, the assistant, and I say to her, no, my husband will not like this pants. And she tells me, it doesn't matter, this is for you. I don't get dressed for me. His opinion matters to me. His opinion matters to me. And I have made that choice that my husband's opinion matters to me. And that I will ignore her voice. I have made a choice that Pastor Leon and Pastor Esty's opinion matters to me. If they say, no, don't do it like this, that is what I have chosen. It matters. That is the value that I have placed upon it. If they say you're going to pray, then we pray. That value is worth every cent that I've ever earned in this planet. You know, the Queen of Sheba, she traveled 9 months to have a moment with Solomon. She gave him a gift of $4 million. 9 months. How much did she value 10 minutes with the king? Whose approval matters to you? Because that will be the passion inside of you. That will determine your assignment. The father of this house, his opinion matters to me. And I have decided that. If he says the couch is blue, the couch is blue. Because that matters to me. The second last question. What single goal in my life is worth 1 hour a day for the rest of my life? I'm going to ask you again. What single goal in my life is worth 1 hour a day for the rest of my life? Will you take 1 hour to put time in for the goals that you want to achieve? Will that be running? Will that be reading your Bible? 1 hour a day. Put 1 hour a day away on the goals that you want to achieve. The law of blood says this. Something has to die for something to live. So whatever you're going to put in time is going to live. Whatever you're going to ignore is going to die. Are you going to ignore Facebook for a while? Or is Facebook's opinion the loudest opinion in your life? Whatever you are not spending time on, you have not yet perceived the reward. Everything in this planet is what we sow, we will reap. Whatever time you're going to put into something, you will reap a harvest. My last question is this. What price are you willing to pay to know God? Is He worth 1 hour of your day? Is He worth 1 hour of your day to know Him? To have an encounter with Jesus Christ is free. But to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is going to take a person that says, I am tenacious. I have a passion inside of me and I will give everything up so that I may know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But it's going to cost you everything. To have an encounter is free. Anybody can come into this place and encounter Him. But to know Him is going to cost you everything. And I want to ask you this. How important is that in your life? How important is it to know Him? Experiencing God has no price, but knowing God is costly. It's going to cost you everything. Is knowing God worth 1 hour of your day for the rest of your life? Is He worth it? Or is Facebook worth it? First thing that we do is we grab our phone to check what's on Facebook when we get up in the morning. And unfortunately, that habit dictates the rest of our day. There's one more question, and I think it was on the board. And it said this, and this changed my life. I'm going to just throw that out, and then we're going to end. Who do you trust to pack your parachute? Who do you trust with your life? Who do you trust with everything about you? Know your difference. That difference is your assignment on this planet. Even if you are different just in the way that you approach people, how you talk to them, how you introduce Jesus to them, is your assignment on this planet. Let's just stand. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, may all praise and all honor, all glory be unto You. I pray in the name of Jesus, as women in this house, may we discover that what is within, that what You have already placed within our spirit before the foundations of this earth. May we have the courage to accept our difference. May we have the courage to run, to be passionate for You, to put everything else aside and to be tenacious about Your opinion about us, about what matters to You, about the tears that You cry, what You love, what You hate. May that be our only, only, only goal. We praise You. We worship You. We honor You. You alone are worthy. Amen. Amen.